Welcome to Shomar Shom on Adav, she responds to Luinishmas Arm Yakashom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Kedushim Dafayim. The Gemara Mudbeis brings that a Koyhanim, if you find an Ozei Ponim by a Koyan, so one of the Norma says that means it's an Eved, it's not really a Koyan. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says no. Rabbi Elazar says, Im Re'is a Koyan Be'azus Metzach, Al Tehari Achorav. Don't have questions on him, don't ask where he comes from. Shineimah Ve'amech Kemirivei Koyan. Special pasuk that a kohen fights. We find that also in Gemara in Gittin, that a kohen has a special get called get mekusher. So it takes a very long time to write. Why? Because kohanim get very angry and they very easily will divorce their wives. So they made the process much longer. What's the idea that a kohen gets angry? That he has the azus ponim to get angry? The kohen is the one who's the kodesh in Am Yisrael. He's the premier group of people in Am Yisrael. They get angry, they have azus ponim. I don't understand this. So the Maharal says three explanations. Each one is an inyan b'fnei atzmo. So we'll just mention it in short. The number one nekuda the Maharal says, as we know, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga that there was 974 generations that were supposed to be created before the world was created, but they weren't. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shatlo mechol doi, put in every generation some of them. Vehem azei ponim shvador. They are the ones that are azei ponim, the angry ones, they're chatzuf. Says the Maharal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them the Azei Ponim Shvador, he made them Kohanim as well. Why? The Kohanim, the fact of the Gdush of Kehuna, that's the antidote for the Azus. In order to protect the world from the Azei Ponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them Kohanim, so the Gdush of the Kehuna protects them, closes them up, makes sure that their Azus Ponim doesn't go out. That's what he says, the Kohen Gadol has that seats on the Metzach, that's the protection of all the Kohanim. So it comes out not that a koyin is asponim, but the opposite, that asponim is a koyin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him kehuno to protect the world from the asponim. In the second explanation, Maharal goes on to say, Am Yisrael considered to be one big body. And every part of Am Yisrael represents a different part of the body. For example, the Sanhedrin are called the Einei Ha'eder, they're called the eyes of Am Yisrael. What do the Kohanim represent? The Kohanim represent the brain with the forehead, with the metzach. And the reason is because the neshama is in the brain. The neshama is in the moyach. So therefore the Kohanim, where the boys kaddish, they belong to that part of the body. But the azus ponim belongs to the metzach. As the pasuk says, metzach isha zoyno yaloch. So meaning, because the Kohanim represent the moyach, that's what they represent, and the azus belongs specifically to that place, that's the negative of being representing the moyach. The moyach has the kedusha, has the neshama, has the kedusha's kehuna, but he also has the azus. And mimele, the kohanim have the azus because that's what they belong to. And in the third explanation, Maharal really continues to explain more the second explanation. The Gemara tells them, Maseches Beitzel, that they're gimel azim him. There's three things that are very az, very daring. Yisrael or the azim shibumus. What does it mean? So he says the pshat is, because the more Gdusha you have, the more you're separated from the Chomer, from the material of the world, so you're more fire. The more fire you have, the more Azus Ponim you have. And the reason is because Azus Ponim is a negative reflection of something which is very holy. The holiness means I don't care really of anything in this world. Nothing is going to come and mashpi on me. I don't care about any other person. I'm Kaddish. The negative of it is that a person is a Chatzuf. The person is not acting properly. But it's the negative point of the Kedusha. So that really continues the second point of the Maharal. Being the Moyach has the Azus Ponim, being the Kadosh gives you Azus. The same Am Yisrael, the Azim Shebeumois, the Koyin is the Az Shebeam Yisrael, because it's the most Kadosh thing that you have in Am Yisrael. And just to end with a beautiful idea, the Ksav Sefer says. Ksav Sefer says, when Pinchas became a Koyin, so it says, Kishbogu says, I give him shalom. Says the Ksav Sefer, because the Kohanim have the Azus, have the Gdusho, they need a special bracha of shalom. That's why right at the Birkas Kohanim we say the bracha of Sim Shalom. Because the shalom goes specifically to the Kohanim. And he explains, because they're Kaddish, they're the ones that need to make sure that Am Yisrael does the right thing, doesn't do anything wrong. That's why they have the Azus, the Gdusho. That's why they're Mekane. Pinchas was zoicha to be a kohen because he was a kanai, because he was zealous. But in order to come and make sure that it doesn't go to the wrong territory, you need to have the bracha of shalom. So that's why the Kriyanim, after Birkas Kriyanim, you have Sib Shalom. Says the Chsav Sefer, Pinchas, when he becomes a Kohen, he gets a special bracha brisi shalom. Because the antidote for the Azus of the Kohanim is the special bracha of shalom that they have that comes together with the territory of a Kohen. Anyone who wants to join the Shamach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shamachshava@gmail.com.